Indiana Medicaid paid more than $14 million for Applied Behavioral Analysis, or ABA, therapy service in 2017, but just 2 years later, it paid $120 million. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruhlman reports Governor Mike Braun signed an executive order to convene a work group to address improper payments and rising costs while still protecting the service.
The rapid rise in spending on ABA therapy prompted a federal audit that projected the state could be paying $645 million in 2026. The audit also found more than $56 million of improper payments between 2019 and 2020. Braun says the work group will include parents of children receiving ABA therapy, lawmakers, doctors, experts, and ABA providers.
We're going to do everything to take care of the underlying need, to put the resources together, but we're not going to go into deficit spending to do it or anything else in our state government.
Among other things, the work group would determine the best clinical care models to provide ABA therapy in a financially sustainable manner. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruhlman.
This executive order follows the Family and Social Services Administration's decision last week to introduce ABA therapy coverage tiers based on need.